I'm here to be an all-time great.
You're now rocking with the best.
Purple and yellow.
The Lakers repeat back-to-back.
Oh, he's smoking hot.
The latest Laker news.
Another great Showtime feed.
The greatest Laker show.
This is going to be legendary for a long time.
Lakers all day.
Go Lakers.
What's good, everybody? It's your boy, Big Baby Baby. What's poppin', everybody? It's your boy, Big Baby Jonathan here. Welcome to Laker Now, featuring Corey Harrison at Out of Bounds Sports Podcast. How's it going, Corey? Hope all is well.
What's going on, man? Glad to be back on the pod. I always love that entrance.
Yeah, man, me too, man. I love what I'm talking about. In today's show, we're going to talk about the Laker game from last night. Lakers lose a tough one, another one. Let me see here. Hold up, y'all. I think Lakers lose 116 to 111. T.J. Warren played like Michael Jordan, and Kawhi Leonard ended with 39. And Victor Oladipo played with passion, hustle, grit, grind. He ended with 22 points. Malcolm Brogdon, 24 points. And LeBron ended with 30 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists. Anthony Davis played like soft like Charmin in that game. And so, Corey, what was your thoughts overall about the performance from the Los Angeles Lakers?
Well, I don't want to be all negative. I don't want to start the show off really negative.
Yeah.
I want to bring up some of the positive things.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron James looked amazing. He looked like he was finally getting his legs up under him. He played 35 minutes, 13 and 24 shooting, ending the game with 31 points. I believe.
38 and 7. Yeah, 31, 8 and 7.
So he had 31 points, 8 and 7. So that's a pretty solid performance from LeBron. Second leading scorer on the team wasn't Anthony Davis, but Quinn Cook.
Mm-hmm.
So before I get into it, what are your thoughts on Quinn Cook being the second scorer and not AD?
A little bit surprising, but it's the next man up mentality. If Anthony Davis is not performing at the highest level, then somebody has to step up. You know, Quinn Cook had 21 points, and Horton Tucker had a good game, 10 points. Frank Vogel did say he's earning minutes. So what I want to see is if he's earning that minutes, does that mean he becomes our Avery Bradley on-ball defender? Does he become the Avery Bradley?
He's not the defender.
Mm-hmm.
Quinn Cook is really a shooter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we really got him because of his shooting, especially when he played for Golden State. He was pretty lethal with that three-point shot behind Steph Curry when they was using him behind Steph Curry in Golden State.
Mm-hmm.
But he hasn't really played into the rotation during the season.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, we're just trying to see exactly what we have on that bench before we go into the playoffs. And really, I've said this before about us panicking and going into the season and looking at how we look. But I really just think, just by looking at the bottom line, they just really just prepping themselves for the playoffs. I mean, they're not really taking these games really serious. They're not really, there's no hustle in there. They're just really trying to see. If you notice, some of the guys that they normally don't call on is playing a little bit harder than the starters are. So the bench players are actually trying to play themselves into the rotation. And, your LeBron Jameses, your Anthony Davises, and, all the other starters are really just trying to, prep themselves for the playoffs. At least that's what I'm hoping.
Yeah, man. Me too, man. I just want to see us play better basketball. I know Lakers are 2-4 in the bubble, but at the end of the day, last 6 years, Lakers haven't made the playoffs, and they want to play like this leading into the playoffs. We don't play that. We don't play that over here in Los Angeles. We're all about championship banners. I know regular season towards the end, Lakers clinched number one seed. I get that. But if you continue to have the lapses, like giving up open three, shooting horrible from the three-point line, mid-range shot horrible right now. I think 25% from the three-point line, and then, 25% from the three, man. We got to do a better job. And if we continue to play like this, leading to the playoffs, it's going to get very ugly. But I expect the Lakers to turn it up because I feel like this is like our preseason. I feel like, preseason / mini camp. Because a lot of people before the bubble expected certain teams to get like this struggle and get their win back underneath them because we haven't played in 4 months. So it's going to take us a minute. But I feel like LeBron, like you said, getting better each and every game. Love his energy. He basically brought us back because we're going through the motion. LeBron said, give me the ball, went coast to coast. And I noticed when he goes to the bench, the Lakers fall asleep. And then every time Lakers would go down, LeBron come back in and lead us back, go to the bench. And the bench didn't really step up when LeBron went to the bench. AD played horrible, 3-14, and he needs to stop getting getting pushed out the game. Every time he gets double teamed, he checks out. And you can't do that. He needs to get in the post, go to work. When AD's on, Lakers are hard to beat. You know what I mean? AD has to do a better job. You know, and after the game, LeBron posted on his Instagram that they were at practice shooting around. It was, I think, J.R. Quinn Cook and Anthony Davis. That's telling me, okay, they had a bad game. Go get back in the gym and get to work. You feel me?
Well, it's about time that they're participating in these shoot-arounds because I'm not sure if you heard, they have not been doing shoot-arounds in the morning. They don't get up early in the morning and do no shoot-arounds or anything like that. Anthony Davis and LeBron, you know, pretty much, you know, NBA royalty, they don't feel like they need to get out there and shoot around. But I just feel like they need to get their golden tails up and get into that gym and put in their work like they did when they was trying to get into the NBA. Like, you know, like, if you're hungry,
yeah,
you know, you want to try to win a title. Anthony Davis never won a title. You need to get in there, getting those shots up, trying to work your game, perfect your craft. So I'd like to hear that they finally want to think about going there and putting some shots up and shooting around. You're not above going there and doing the dirty work and actually going out there and trying to play, you know, trying to win this championship. I mean, you're going to have to do things that you've never done before to get to where you've never been before. And that goes for Anthony Davis. You know, we know LeBron and his game. We know that he's been to the mountaintop, but he hasn't been there for a while. I mean, his legacy is on the line. He's going to have to, you know, try to improve that record. I mean, we don't want him to go 3-7 in the finals.
Yeah, if he goes 3-7, then get ready for a lot of backlash and from the media. But also, you said that the Lakers don't do shoot-arounds in the morning?
No, they do not do shoot-arounds
Someone should take this opportunity and show your leader. Get up early. Tell the team, let's get up and go shoot-around. Let's go. You know who would? If he was in the bubble, the person right behind him. You see his resume? See that resume? All those championships. You know what I mean? And we need to have that mindset. You know what I mean? And then I know a lot of Lakers are playing Madden, they're playing video games, they're golfing. No. If I was the coach of the Lakers right now, I would say no playing video games, no going golf or fishing, none of that. You know, I'd be probably a really strict coach if I was just coaching with the Los Angeles Lakers, you know? You know, playing video games, you're getting ready for NBA playoff run. Why would you play a video game? You got to prepare for whoever you play. Because I feel like in Portland, Memphis, and Phoenix, because Phoenix is 5-0. Actually, 4-5-0 right now. Devin Booker's playing outrageous. He's leading almost the Phoenix Suns to the playoffs. So people need to start worrying about Phoenix. It might be Phoenix important for that last 8 seed.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
And I feel like right now Damian Lillard is playing out his mind. I think he just blazed somebody for 51 points.
Yeah,
like,
it was ridiculous. Philly.
Yeah, I mean, that's ridiculous, man. Like, I mean, I feel like we're going to get them. But the only thing about Portland, they might, you know, look good like this during the season.
Yeah.
I just honestly feel like we can probably step up and, you know, win that series, but they will give us a lot of trouble.
Yeah, and what if basketball gods want us to play Portland and go through the playoffs, one of the craziest playoffs that we ever witnessed. So maybe the basketball gods say, okay, Lakers, you are championship team, go play Portland. Because I actually do want Portland, because if you play Memphis, the media is going to say, oh, Memphis doesn't count because they didn't have experience. If you play Portland and beat them, they have no excuses. So I want to play Portland, because if we play Portland and beat them and get to the next round, because we'll play Houston in the second round, because right now it's Oklahoma City and Houston. For, I think, the 4-5 matchup, somewhere around there. And then if we get to the second round, we play either Houston or Oklahoma City, man. But people need to watch out for Dallas. Dallas is a very talented team, man. I know the Clippers might meet them in the playoffs. And Luka Doncic is playing out of his mind right now. You see what he's been doing this whole bubble? Grabbing like 20 rebounds, 13 assists, 37 points. He's playing like LeBron out there.
I'm not really that impressed.
Mm-hmm.
One reason why. It's because I've seen Luka play. I see that you can, it's easy to get in his head.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you have to do is just get in his head, get into that mental aspect. He's still a 20-year-old. I feel like that when we did play them the last time, I'm not sure if you remember, they got in his head so much, his game started, you know, getting affected, and he actually ripped out of his jersey.
Yeah, I remember that. I seen that.
When the Lakers played, he actually ripped out of his jersey because they got in his head. And it affected his game. So it's not that hard to get into his head.
Yeah, I know. I actually remember seeing that game. And because, like, here's the thing. If Dallas meets up with the Clippers, which I think Dallas can upset the Clippers because it's the playoffs. Anybody can get hot in the playoffs. So I just hope that Clippers lose in the first round, which they won't. They probably beat Dallas in like 5 or 6 games, you know. But here's, I would just want to see Dallas play good because they have talent. But yeah, man. So overall, like, what do you want to see? The number one thing you want to see from the Lakers leading into playoffs? What do you want? What's the main focus of your concern that you want to see the Lakers improve on into the playoffs?
Shooting.
Mm-hmm.
They have to, you know, right now they can't shoot a rock into the ocean right now. I mean that's how bad it's been getting. You know, you're just seeing them, you know, clank out shots off the side of the backboard. I'm just trying to figure out what they're aiming at. I mean, like Danny Green, he's not shooting threes worth anything. You know, I would like to see this their shooting improve. We did see LeBron, you know, hit a few key threes last game. But, I mean, like, we need other players to step up. Anthony Davis missed 2 key threes down the stretch last game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can't have that. I mean, if we look at the stats right now, I think we shot 33% from the three-point line, 42% from the field goal. And then you go around, look at Indiana, they shot 52% from that field goal and 45% from the three. I mean, you just can't have that. You're going to lose the game every time, you know, looking at those stats. And then let me get me started on T.J. Warren. You know, you touched on T.J. Warren a little bit, but he had a scorching 68% from the field. He scored 39 points total for the game. He had 18 total first quarter points. I mean, you can't have that. That's a recipe for disaster, and the box score at the end of the game reflects it.
Yeah, 100%, man. And before I get into T.J. Warren, I'd like to apologize for giving KCP confidence, and Corey's right. Corey, you're right, and I see what you're talking about. During the season, he's playing good, and then the game, last couple games, he's just not. He's fumbling the ball. Yesterday, I thought he tore his Achilles because I think Miles Turner came down on his ankle, and it looked like it was pretty bad. But he's not playing tomorrow. Danny Green's still limping with the hip injury, and like we need. Here's the thing: why I want to see Lakers work on shooting, like you say, and when you're up big, up 12 or 15, don't let up. Even if you have to blow a team up by 30 or 40, because have you noticed this year Lakers have been up 12, 13, 14, and then. Oh, we're up 14, and oh, we gave up the lead. We can't be doing it. We got to put teams out early in the playoffs because I'm, you know, and then and here's the other thing, too. Chris Haynes was talking about on NBA TNT and stuff. Rick Rondo might come back for some point in the first round now.
Okay.
So that's good. And Alex Caruso, you need to do a better job, too. You know, I didn't like the way he played in that fourth quarter because there was a couple plays where he turned the ball over. There was a play where Dwight set a screen. He rolled out, about to throw a lob. He just threw it up, got deflected, and then they went and scored on the other end. You can't do that, you know. I was just going to do a better job of that. But Rondo will be a big part of this championship run, you know. I was watching Rondo with the Bulls on YouTube, man. Rondo was playing great.
Yeah, when he was with the Pelicans, he was.
Yeah, Pelicans too.
Anthony Davis and Boogie, oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah,
I was hoping that would have been the case this year when the season started. I said, man, we got AD, we got Rondo, Boogie, let's go, championship, here we come.
Yeah,
Boogie,
but they
just hurt. Oh my God, it just was.
And we ended up getting the Morris boy. I think he's only there to probably go in and try to start like altercations and get physical, and you know, but we'll see what happens, man. I'm just very excited. Now, because we've last 6 seasons, we've been in the playoffs. We got to win or it's a complete fail. I don't care what no Laker fan says. If we do not win this championship, nobody's going to get it. Oh, we had a good season. Nope. We didn't win a championship. It's just that simple. You know what I mean? If we don't win, it's a complete failure in the bubble. That's all. Like, what are your thoughts? Do you agree or do you get excited about it? What do you think?
It is a big accomplishment that we was able to make it to the playoffs. I mean, I don't want to discount that and just say that, hey, they didn't. But when you have Anthony Davis and you have LeBron James, the expectation is to win a title. I mean, you mortgage the whole entire franchise. We've lost a lot of, you know, key players just to get Anthony Davis. When you sign a player like that, nothing short of the title. Nothing short of the title.
Mm-hmm.
And with Anthony Davis playing like he did yesterday, I mean, let's just break down those stats.
Okay.
3 of 14
mm-hmm.
From the field.
Mm-hmm.
He only had 8 points. And he was 0-4 from the 3. And now I told you on a couple podcasts, like before the season start, AD is going to have to play the 5 and play around the basket.
Yeah.
I do not like AD falling in love with the 3-point basket. I mean, like, he cannot fall in love with this three. If it's not going, try something else.
Yep.
Take it in. They can't hold you in the post. And when you're in the post, if they foul you and they double team you or whatever, like, you're automatic from the free throw line.
Yeah.
He was negative 21 plus minus last night. Let that sink in. Negative 21 plus minus. You cannot have your second superstar playing like that.
Mm-mm.
And expect to win a title. It's not going to happen.
No, I agree with you, man. He's just falling in love with that thing. I did say before the restart season, agree with you, man. He got to get in the post. And you, I remember, you know who was fell in love with the three when he was on a team? We weren't a championship contending team. It was Brook Lopez. He had put the ball in the post. He would be dominating the post, and he fell in love with that three. He needs, like...
Brook Lopez shoot that thing, man, so I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
When he was with us, he didn't shoot consistent, but when he was...
Yeah, that's what... Yeah.
You seen him.
Yeah. He's starting to turn up now, yeah, but if we don't win a championship, it's going to be on the shoulders of AD and LeBron James. We got to get it done. Two big superstars, you know what I mean? Two big superstars, and somebody from this Laker team that don't expect to make big shots will make a big shot. Someone's going to have to make big shots.
Can it be Quinn Cook? Look at Quinn Cook, man. He was lights out.
In that fourth quarter, man, he hit that three to tie it. Remember out of that timeout where they did that nice little ball movement in the corner, you know, and then he had a couple jumpers. But but also, too, man, that those refs would be calling some not-so-good calls.
Oh, man, you see that foul?
Yeah, that should have been a foul. That should have been our ball, but of course not. Because if guarantee you, if Caruso did that, they would say offensive foul, but it's okay. LeBron got double team, kicked it out to a wide open Quinn Cook, top of the key, just missed. Because, you know what I mean? Yeah, because I got mad at my friend for saying, how come LeBron didn't take that shot? He should have got it back and pulled it from 30. You know what I mean? And then I looked at the play, same situation. Kobe got posted up, double team kicked out Derek Fisher, top of the key. So it was just a bright basketball move. And if you pass it to somebody, like Quinn Cook's talented. You know, I'd rather have, to be honest, you know who I'd rather replace to shoot that game winning shot? Probably like Kuzma or Danny Green.
He's out of there, man. I don't know what's wrong.
No, if it was a playoff situation and then LeBron got double teamed, top of the key, I guarantee Danny Green would hit those shots because he always turns up in the playoffs. You know, I know during with the Toronto Raptors, he wasn't turning up, and then as soon as the playoff came, he hitting big shots. You know, so it's just, we just got to get it done, man, because tomorrow we got Denver. KCP's not playing tomorrow, ankle injury. And Danny Green might sit out, too, so we may have a whole different starting lineup. Let me ask you this. Do you think the Lakers should change the starting lineup leading into the playoffs? What if we change our lineup, put Dwight in at center, or maybe put AD at center, and put LeBron at power forward, Kuzma at small forward, and then Danny Green or KCP at shooting guard, and then maybe Quinn Cook at point guard or Caruso? You think we should switch the lineup?
The best lineup is with AD, with LeBron playing the point.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron has to play the point.
Yeah.
At least to start the game off, he had to play point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you. Because, you know, everybody's talking about Portland, they could beat the Lakers. They have nobody to stop Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum. I said this on a couple of my podcasts. I think I said it on yours.
Right.
Maybe LeBron has to guard Damian Lillard.
Yeah, I think that'll work.
Because
somebody's going to have to cut that off. But they're going to have to figure out something about, because when you cut off Damian Lillard, another star has emerged, Gary Trent Jr.
I would take that over. I'd rather have him get off than Damian. But here's the thing. Maybe you can put LeBron in the post against Damian Lillard and get him in foul trouble.
It could work. I mean, there's a couple different scenarios Coach Vogel can go at it with. But, you know, we're not coaches. We're not out there. We're not the professionals. So, we got to trust, you know, the Lakers coaching staff to be able to put the right personnel on the right, you know, people.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully they get it together, because right now they're not looking good heading into this postseason. But I don't want to push the panic button yet, because I just know, like, how it feels. Like, you know, just think of a scenario when you work so hard to get something and you get it. Like, how does it feel afterwards? Like, you feel like you're on a high. Like, you don't work as hard anymore after you get something. It's just like how people are.
Okay, so a perfect example, because one of my goals is on my channel, Big Baby John Sports Podcast, get 100K or 1K subscribers and get a plaque. You know, that's one of my goals. And if I get it, I'm probably going to be like, for a little bit, relax, and then turn it up again. So I get what you're saying. So I feel like we're going to turn up, you know, because a lot of LeBron teams do that sometimes. Cleveland would get the number two seed and then just, oh, it's all good. We got it. We don't care about the regular four or five games. We're good. And then they make mistakes and then they turn it up.
They're going to just have to, you know, keep taking these lickings, keep getting punched in the mouth, having people talk about them. Yep. And then they're going to feed off all that negative energy.
Yep.
And once, you know, the playoff starts, they're going to remember everything that everybody was saying, everything that everybody was tweeting on social media, you know, basically, you know, writing them off and not really, you know, thinking that they can actually pull this off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's going to have to fuel this team, all the negativity that's surrounding, you know, the end of this irregular season. That we call the restart.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to really have to feed off of that negative energy, put up those shots before and after games, and let's just get this done, man, because that's one thing that you know, prided yourself on throughout the year is to get the number one seed and win the title. And then after the tragic passing of Kobe Bryant, it was nothing short of the title because we got to win this thing for him.
Yeah, most definitely, man. Most definitely. You know, and I'm excited for the playoffs, but if LeBron play like he did against Indiana and take it to the basket. He needs to do that. I know he's going to do that, but just need him to be more like talking, like get off me. You know, I like the aggression from him when he's like that. You know, but he'll turn up. I believe he'll turn up, but let me ask you this. If AD doesn't perform in the playoffs, and if you're the Lakers, would you still give him a max contract?
Have to. I mean, what other option do they have? I mean, you have to. I mean, like, he earned a max contract regardless.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this season, like, without AD, we're not the number one seed.
Yeah, true. Yeah, true that.
Without AD, we don't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
We saw that without him last year, we didn't make the playoffs. Like, we didn't have the record we were supposed to have last year. You know, LeBron couldn't do it by himself. You know, the younger guys wasn't, you know, there to help. We got rid of the younger guys, got 51 wins, got the first seed.
Mm-hmm.
What else could you ask for from AD? Especially if they win the title.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, if we win the title, man, and I already know what the media's going to say when we win the title. Anthony Davis led LeBron James to the championship. I already know what they're going to say. No one's going to give LeBron credit. He's going to be...
LeBron is an MVP candidate. Anthony Davis is not.
Yeah, but I just know how media works. They're gonna
should've
just
should have been though, should have yeah. been. But he is a candidate for Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, just might as well that they should just give the Sixth Man of the Year award to Lou Williams and just call it the Lou Williams Award. Sick, you know, because he wins it almost every year, man. And how come Frank Vogel is not in the running for Coach of the Year? Man, he did a great job this year. Before, like, you know,
dude, come on, when you got LeBron James, I mean, you know, when has any LeBron James team head coach, look it up. See if anybody from LeBron James' head coach won Coach of the Year. I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. But let's talk about the Eastern Conference real quick. Who do you think is the biggest challenge for the Milwaukee, in your opinion?
Say that one more time.
Who is the biggest challenge for Milwaukee to you out of Toronto, Miami, and Indiana?
Most definitely Toronto. I would say Toronto. Mm-hmm. Toronto has what it takes to cause them problems. I'm not going to sit here and say they probably can beat them in a 7-game series, but they could cause some issues.
Yeah. I said Toronto too, but Indiana is a team that people need to start talking about. They got T.J. Warren, Malcolm Brogdon, Victor Oladipo, Miles Turner, but they also had Sabonis, but he's not there.
But I'm not really. I mean, I see what you're talking about.
So yeah.
Everybody's talking about with T.J. Warren, but I got to see a little bit more. I mean, yeah, this is fine and dandy, and that he's you know having these big scoring outputs. Now I'm gonna tell you this: the bubble is a strange place. The bubble is a strange place because it can affect your game negatively or be effective in a positive way. For T.J. Warren, it has affected it very, very positively. Now you got big superstars that are struggling in the bubble because they're used to these big, large crowds feeding off of those crowds. And they don't have that anymore.
Yeah.
Guys like T.J. Warren, maybe he don't perform well with bigger crowds. But when he doesn't have all the expectations on him, nobody's really looking at him, maybe that right there may elevate your game. So the bubble is a strange, majestic place.
Yeah, man, I agree with you, man. And T.J. Warren is very talented, but he was doing this in Phoenix, like dropping 30 points on the low, and he wasn't getting that much.
It wasn't like this.
But it was a cool little 30. But what, like you said, it wasn't like it'll be 30 and just be. He had 30 points and 12 rebounds.
Jimmy Butler lit a fire on him.
That game's still. I want to watch that game, but they play tomorrow.
Oh, they do. Oh,
yep. I gotta watch that because there's gonna be some furniture moving over in that game.
Man, I cannot wait to see that game because I feel like they're gonna scrap.
Yeah, it's gonna be competitive battle. But what was your thought? Ben Simmons is probably gonna be out for the playoffs, and Joel Embiid got injured today. So I feel like Philly's done, they're done, and I feel like it's time to pull the plug on Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons' experiment.
I think so too.
But who would you want to trade if you're the Sixers GM? I probably would have to try to trade Ben Simmons and build around Embiid. Maybe go try to get Devin Booker.
Maybe they need to try to see if they can get some draft picks.
Maybe go try to go get D Book or
try to do that OKC route.
Yep.
They got all those draft picks. OKC is sitting on a lot of draft picks, and they really shouldn't have had the season that they had. So not only do they get rid of Paul George and Russell Westbrook, they get a lot of draft picks, and then they're setting themselves up for the future. So I was looking at it kind of funny before. Because how can you look? You look at Sam Presti, that's the general manager of the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
You had Serge Ibaka.
Yeah.
You had James Harden. Mm-hmm. You had Kevin Durant. You had Russell Westbrook. Kendrick Perkins. You had all these great players come through your program or your organization and not win a title. How do you have all that talent in your building and not win a title?
I think it falls on the coach.
That's crazy.
Yeah. They had James Harden, Westbrook, you know.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that, yeah. They had
they
so many.
Beat Miami.
Mm-hmm. And they should never panicked and traded Harden. They should just came back next year and regroup.
They traded Harden, which was probably the dumbest thing they ever done.
For Kevin Martin.
Kevin Martin.
You know,
Kevin Martin.
Yeah, with that weird little Lonzo Ball type of. Oh.
He ain't never done anything in his career.
Yeah, but what was your thoughts about Paul George and Damian Lillard and Patrick Beverley going at it?
Well, look who had the last laugh. I mean, Patrick Beverley wasn't even in, but the Clippers still beat them.
Yeah, but.
They barely beat them, though. It was like 122 to 117.
Yeah, and I feel like the Clippers were trying to let Portland win. Because I saw something in the report that they wanted Portland to win. Portland lost, and I feel like everybody in the Clippers organization did that so the Lakers and Portland can play. And Damian Lillard dropped 51 points and 7 assists tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that that the Clippers won that game, but I hate that because they're inching closer to getting that spot.
Yeah, I wish somehow they can fight for that 7th spot and we play Dallas.
What do you think about Gary Trent?
He's talented.
I mean, he's emerging as the second superstar because CJ McCollum is wishy-washy. I mean, he did pretty good.
He's inconsistent?
He's very inconsistent. Yeah, he's been inconsistent. I think that they're going to end up having to let one of them go, especially if you get Gary Trent emerged as a star. He's getting a lot of minutes. He got 34 minutes that Clipper game. And in your starters, you got Damian and CJ. They had 38 and 39. So you have Gary Trent coming in having 34 minutes. I mean, he's just played this stuff right into the rotation.
Yeah, Gary Trent's talented. And Carmelo's been playing out of his mind. They got two big men at Whiteside and
Nurkic.
But I just feel like when the brights are light in the playoffs, LeBron has that different mindset. It's going to be crazy what this Laker team does. It's going to be crazy what anybody does. Whoever wins this championship in their history of championships will be the best ever. If like whoever wins it from the Lakers to Milwaukee to the Clippers, to the Rockets, So whoever wins out of the East, that's going to be for them the one of the best championships. Even for the Lakers, it will be the best championship in their history of the franchise.
I don't see the championship coming out of the East.
Yeah, I know.
I don't see it coming out the East this year.
Nope. But that's the thing though. Montrezl Harrell's still not back in the bubble. the Lou Williams situation. I feel like Montrezl Harrell from the Clippers, I feel like he's not going to come back.
He was a candidate for Sixth Man of the Year too, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. I saw the little stats, and I saw Kendrick Nunn on the Rookie of the Year. I saw Kendrick Nunn. I saw John Morant and somebody else. Zion, but he missed too many games.
But I think he's a candidate, though.
Yeah, he's a candidate, but I feel like they're going to give it to Giannis, but...
Not Giannis. You're talking about the Rookie of the Year?
No, I'm talking about the MVP, because there's MVP.
Oh, the MVP. Yeah. MVP. Well, LeBron was in there, too.
Yeah, but we'll see, man. I'm because if LeBron wins the MVP, wins the championship, and gets Finals MVP, man, people need to put him in the greatest taker of all time. I'm kidding.
No, sir.
I'm just kidding. I'm pulling a Skip Bayless.
Man, you need to stop listening to Skip Bayless, man.
Yeah, I would have to, as Stephen A. Smith say, stay off the weed.
Stay off the weed. Yeah.
But man, what's your final thoughts, man?
Final thoughts, man. The bubble's been crazy. Great game. Great thing talking about sports again. Mm-hmm. We got unfinished business. We got work to do. You know, hopefully we in for a good treat. Playoff starts in 2 weeks, August the 17th. Man, I can't wait for that. You know, yep. It's kind of strange for us to be talking about basketball in August.
I am with it.
But hey, you know, we have it. It's here. Let's do it.
Yep, let's do it, man. My final thoughts, man. Sacramento Kings, get rid of Luke Walton. He's not a good coach. 14 straight years with no playoffs. Y'all need to get rid of Luke and fire Vlade Divac and get a better general manager.
Vlade Divac not going nowhere. He's Sacramento Kings,
bro. Yeah, but I just saw the stat that last time they made the playoffs was 2004-2005.
So they could have made it, though. Like,
yeah, but Luke Walton, man. You know how he was with the Lakers. So I think he was a good assistant coach.
He's a former Laker. Vlade Divac was a former Laker. You remember he used to play for the Lakers? That's how we got Kobe. You remember that? That was a part of that trade.
Yep. Thank you, Vlade, for being part of that, man. Yeah. I bet you a lot of people go up to him. Oh, you're the one that got traded for Kobe. So it's
the Lakers. I believe he was their starting center at the time.
Yeah.
But how do you shout out to Jerry West, man, for making that move, because how do you look at your roster and trade away your starting center for an unproven rookie at 17 years old?
He saw something during that workout. Jerry West saw something.
Remember what he said? Because that's the same year they traded for Shaq, too.
Yeah.
So they got Shaq, and he said, hey, I got this kid. I'm about to trade the draft. And I feel like y'all going to – I know y'all – I'm going to win you about three titles. That's what he told me.
Yeah, man.
Just like that.
Yeah, man, that's one of the
shout out to Jerry West,
man. The greatest trade for the Lakers of all time, man, is right there. That started
the dynasty,
man. But Laker now, that's a great show, man. Thanks for everybody for tuning in on YouTube and Facebook, man. We out here, go Lakers.
Go Lakers.